Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us anywhere in the world online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Sarah Gackle. She's the organizer for the upcoming Picklepalooza in Culm, North Dakota. Sarah, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. People are already questioning, what the heck is a Picklepalooza? And we're going to go into just exactly what a Picklepalooza is and how it came to be. So Sarah, you've organized this event. You want to kind of explain how an event like Picklepalooza came to be?
Sure. You know, I'm also the manager of Coteau Hills Farmers Market, which is held in Culm. And we have a couple of farmers market events. So like a farmers market, and then some bonus things that go on. And so we have a couple of those. And then I kind of had this brainchild of a Picklepalooza, like a pickle festival this spring. And it's just kind of grown like crazy ever since then. And so we decided that the farmers market would host it in joined by several other local organizations, and we just run the whole thing as a fundraiser because it was just getting bigger and bigger, and I knew I needed some help, so I was like, hey, let's make this a fundraiser. So it's going to be a fundraiser for Culm Recreational Projects, hopefully becomes an annual thing. Yep, hopefully becomes an annual thing so it can build on itself. But this year it's going to be, we just poured some outdoor basketball courts in our city park. And we would really love to add some customized kind of tiling that goes on top where you can put lines and stuff. It protects the court a little bit, protects the players a little bit, just more longevity. So we're working towards that, but we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Awesome. Absolutely. And anything that has pickle in the name and you have big fans of pickles out there, they're going to be at this thing. Yeah. And it's raising money for, like you said, those community projects like that. So this is not only going to be a lot of fun, it's going to be a good thing for the community of Culm, too.
Exactly.
Perfect. So again, yep. Sarah Gackle again joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Picklepalooza coming up on September 29th in Culm, North Dakota. So Sarah, let's run through some of the things that are going on. There's just so many different things for everybody. So nobody's going to feel like there's nothing there for them, right?
Exactly. So it's running from 3 to 6, but starting at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a beginner's pickleball lesson.
Okay.
Because one of the main features of Picklepalooza is going to be a pickleball tournament. And there are some diehard pickleball fans out there. So I know we're going to have a turnout there.
Yeah.
So the tournament runs 3 to 6, but if you're just learning, we're going to have a beginner's round at 2. This is all, by the way, happening in our city park. Hopefully the weather cooperates, but the city park is located directly across the street from the school. So if for chance there's bad weather, it just all moves into the school and it's smooth sailing. No big deal. So we've got our pickleball tournament. We've got a pickle competition. So actual homemade pickles. We're going to have a panel of judges that'll be judging that. This is a really family friendly event. We're going to have something I'm calling the Lil Dills area. So for all the kids, there's going to be some crafts, face painting, other activities. And then even at the Lil Dills area, they can make a crown and a sash, because at 5:30, we're going to have the Pickle Prince and Princess pageant where kids ages 5 and under get to walk the green carpet. And there's also a pickle potluck. So if you've got some like really wonderful pickle items, because the pickle competition is just for cucumbers, like standard pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe you love your pickle beets or you make those amazing, pickles wrapped in ham and cream cheese.
Ooh,
that everybody loves.
So good.
And you want to bring those. Yeah. You want to bring those to share. We're going to have a pickle potluck where people can take a little tasting plate and try some different things. And then there's just going to be a lot of vendors as well. Selling some pickle products and some other things. I think we're going to have some pickle items from our local cafe that they're going to be selling, but then they're also doing, grilled pork chops. So if you want to have more of a meal, you can get it that way. So just a lot of different things. Oh, and I cannot forget, we're the Culm Civic and Improvement, which is our local bar, is serving picklebacks all night as well, which is a really fun drink that I learned about while I was researching for this event. It is a shot of whiskey and you chase it with a shot of pickle brine.
Really?
It's magical. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, and I've heard people who have done the drinks, the beer with a pickle, and that's the only way they can drink
their, you know,
I've heard of that before. So I've not heard of that. So that's going to be awesome. And I'm sure this joke's been used too, Sarah. For a first ever event involving pickles, it's a big deal. And I think I've seen that somewhere too, right?
That's right. You got it. Yep.
Perfect. So Sarah Gackle again joining us. We're talking about Picklepalooza coming up September 29th in Culm at the City Park, raising money again for those projects that are going on in Culm. Sarah, is there anything else about Picklepalooza? Like you said, we want people to bring some, you know, pickled items and join in all these festivities. But is there anything else that anybody needs to know about Picklepalooza coming up?
Well, I would just say they should pay attention. We've got a Facebook page as well as a website, so they can look us up that way. The website is culmnd.com/picklepalooza,
okay.
And that has all your information as well as your registration forms for the pickle competition and the pickleball tournament. There is a deadline for the pickleball tournament because we have to set up the bracket.
Right.
So people need to get those in by September 22nd for sure. Yeah, just bring yourself because it's going to be a blast.
It really does sound like it's going to be fun. I'm sure anybody who's hearing this or anybody who hears about it is more than welcome to come. Bring the kids, bring the family, and enjoy Picklepalooza. Help raise some money for Culm. Sarah, if anybody has questions, you want people to just go to the website, or is there anywhere else they can go to get more information?
Yeah, the website does have contact information as well as the Facebook page where you can just direct message or comment there and I can get right back to you. And phone numbers are also on, like I said, on the website and the registration forms if you have questions while filling that out.
Perfect. And again, that's culmnd, culmnd.com. And then if you do the backslash, you can do Picklepalooza. Sarah, did we miss anything or is there anything else you want to add wrapping this up?
I'm just really excited to kick this off because I think we're looking forward to many more years of Picklepalooza, and this is going to be the kickoff year. So,
I hope it sticks around for a very long time. Sarah, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It.
Thanks for having me.